Well, God is good, isn't he? Yes. He's very good. He is extremely good. Well, I'd like to start with the scripture in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. Well, it might be good if we all stand up, eh? And let's read this together. This is something that the Lord had put in my heart from when I was a young adult. And this is what he has called us all to do. This is what he has called the church to do. This is what he has called Port Care to do. And so here it is. Let's do this together. Ready? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free. Is there another scripture after that? Or is that it? Next one. Verse 19. Okay. Take your seats. So Port Care began in the year 2000. Pastor Andrea and Pastor Nigel, it was their vision to establish something in the community that would bless the community. Pastor Andrea saw in the community that there was a great need. There's the picture of the old building. It's fantastic. Now we were, can you see that little door there? on your left-hand side, there's a little dark patch here. There's a little door there. Anyway, that was the opening where you would walk into Port Care. And so there was an op shop there, and at the back of that, there was a room, and it was the little pantry where we would have cereals and different things like that. So we had this lovely elderly couple that ran that, Dorothy and Ken. I think it was Ken. Anyway. So they ran that. Then it came. Please leave that photo up. Don't take that one down. And so they ran it for a time, but then it just got a bit too much for them. And so Pastor Andrew approached me and asked me if I would take it on. And that's when I started growing grey hairs. I'm telling you, I had no grey hairs. Nothing. Catherine, it's true. 3 months later, you know. Anyway, so I felt that the Lord had called me and spoke to me and said, "Look, this is what I have for you." And so, sure. So I went in there and began to operate. We had the beginnings of a very, very small, low cost food shop. We were approached by Second Harvest if we wanted to run low-cost food. And the idea of that was to help people in the community to come and purchase food so that their dollar would go further. And so we did that. And so through there as well, we did lots of food hampers. We would help people day by day, week by week with food parcels. Those that were struggling, they would get referred to us by Centrelink, by Family Children Services. And so we would help them out with food food parcels. And so so then it just began to develop, and we had volunteers helping us, run mainly by volunteers. And so you see that lady in the black T-shirt? Okay. Now, she was a lady who, her daily routine, or not daily, but when she'd stay at home, the only time she would go out was when she would go and see her doctor at Alma Street. Okay, that's the mental health hospital. She would go there. She would chat. She'd go home. Next day, she'd go to the shop. She'd stop at Port Care. She'd get some goodies. She'd go home. And so I began to see her in our store. And one day I said to her, "Would you like to volunteer?" She said, "Oh, who? Me? Yeah, would you like to come and help?" She said, "Oh, my doctor said to me that I should volunteer somewhere." So I said, "Oh, great, come along." So so that's Leslie, and she struggled a lot, and we were able just to instill hope and faith and love into this woman. She had three beautiful daughters, but they weren't here in the city. They were living in Melbourne. They had careers. They met boys. They got married. They had children. And so she was pretty down, you know, and we'd encourage her and we'd just love on her, you know. She started coming to church. She gave her heart to Christ. It was amazing. It was beautiful. At that time, I was doing pastoral care as well. And she came and visited me in the office. She said, "Charlie, I have to tell you something." I said, "Yeah." She goes, "You know, if I wasn't volunteering at Port Gear, I'd be dead. I used to so much contemplate about taking my own life." And I was just astounded by that. I can share this and I can share her photo because she's given me permission to do this a long time ago. I actually have an interview with her, but that we won't have that today, so that's okay. But so she felt quite disbanded by her family, and I said, "Just hang in there, you know, it's going to be okay." And her family invited her over to Melbourne. She'd go there, she'd stay for a couple of weeks, and, you know, she'd come back. And then eventually they said to her, "Mum, why don't you come over and come and live here?" How beautiful. How amazing. And so she's living a really, really good life over in Melbourne near her children and just loving life, you know. And this is what God does to people. And the amount of volunteers that I have at Port Care that have shared the same story to me, that, "Charlie, if it wasn't for me coming here, getting up every day, going, I've got a purpose, I've got a cause, I would not be alive." We have volunteers come from the Ministry of Justice, which are people that have been in trouble by the law. And we had one man who came and volunteered with us for quite a long time. And anyway, he left and I had no sight of him. Didn't see him again. And many years later, who remembers Sarah Sermon? She moves to Sydney, and she's at this church in Darlinghurst. And the church she goes to, they had an outreach program where they did community lunches. And she got talking to a guy there who used to volunteer at Port Care, who had given his life to Christ and was attending that church over there. And she said to Sarah, because Sarah rang me in just excitement, saying, "Pastor Charlie, do you remember this guy?" And I'm thinking, "I remember the name, but I can't picture his face, you know." But he was telling me that, you know, Port Care was the only one that would give people a chance to come and work and volunteer in our community. He got lots of knockbacks because people are a bit worried about having people working for them who have been in trouble by the law, or maybe they've been in jail, you know. And so so I began to follow him, Les Banton, on Facebook, and we got in touch, and there was a time when I went over there to Sydney, and because we know the pastors of the church, a C3 church over there, they asked me to come and speak at their luncheon, so I did, and got to talk to Les and spend time with him, and it was really beautiful. So, why do we do what we do? Why do we share? You know, and this is not just the mission of Port Care, but this is the mission of the whole church. It's all of us. You know, we've been called to reach out in our community, and just by simply saying to Leslie, "Leslie, will you come and volunteer? Would you like to volunteer? Would you like to help?" For you, it might be, you might see someone that's like, "Would you like a cup of tea?" And you don't know where that journey is going to lead. You don't know where the journey with Leslie, the Leslies in our community, the Les Bantons in our community, where that journey is going to lead. And that it would lead, and the hope is that it would lead them to Christ. Because everyone experiences that emptiness, that void in their lives, that itch that's there. And so that is the mission of all of us, the whole church. Okay, so so Paul kids this to reach out to our community. Okay. Now, so from there we moved to our new building on South Street where we are now. And so from there we developed some more. We also now we have a community lunch here each Friday. And I would like to, can we play the interview, please, with Ian and Lamy? If we could have that, that'd be great. Hi everybody, this is Ian and this is Lamy. Lamy helps out at Port Care. He comes in about three times a week and he's a great helper. We just appreciate what he does for us. Lamy, can I ask you, why do you enjoy helping at Port Care?
Why?
First time in my heart with any people, Christian, Muslim, and everything, because the Jesus help anyone, I'm help any people.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And Ian, tell us about, you've been coming here for years, and you've just been amazing. I'll call you a servant here at our luncheon, at our Friday service. You know, you help set up, you help clean up. You really are quite a backbone here, and I just really appreciate and thank you for what you do. You're amazing. And what do you get out of it? What does it do for you when you do what you do here?
It makes me feel a better person when I leave.
Yeah.
Because I've helped people around it and put a smile on people's face.
Yeah.
When the opportunity arises and they say something, sometimes I say something funny back.
Yeah.
Or something a little bit silly. And makes them laugh.
Yeah. We enjoy listening to when Susan or myself will share the word and we encourage people. Does that do anything for you?
It does do something for me. It makes me think about the past week and any sort of significant event and try to reflect on what the mistake I've made and into the future I'll try and practice that what Susan and Charlie has mentioned.
Sam, hi, what's Fridays do for you coming here each week, being a part of community? What's it like for you?
Well, before I came here, Charlie, as you know, I was down and out and was going from place to place, had no joy in my life, had nothing in my life. And then when I met you, you introduced me to God. And when I started coming here, I felt a presence come over me, and I've had nothing but joy, fulfillment. Each week it helps me get through the day. When I get down and out, I think of this place and it inspires me to think better, to do better, and just to be the best I can at whatever I do, because without God, I was nothing. I was nothing, Charlie, honestly. Look, I'm still struggling, but with Him each week, I come here. As soon as I walk through that door, something comes over me and I feel great.
Yeah.
And when I leave, I feel great. And that week, I just feel perfect.
Yeah. What's the food like?
Oh, Dorothy, come on. I tell her every time, she's the best. No one cooks like Dorothy. She's the ultimate.
Yeah, she's
and
awesome.
I found out she was doing a Wednesday night at Captain Munchies.
Yep.
I went there and the food was just as good.
Yeah.
And we were outside.
Yeah.
Dorothy, it doesn't matter where you are, she will just give you the best meal she can give you and warm belly. And she's got that kind heart, and I hug her every time. She's a delightful woman. I love her.
So our Friday community lunch here, we set out tables, we put black tablecloths out, we use no paper plates, no plastic spoons, no plate. We give them a really good, special, we bless them, and we want them to feel valued, we want them to feel important. And so so that's really amazing. And Ian is here this morning. Good morning, young man. So I'm so grateful to Ian and all of our volunteers, Susan, who organises she does some quizzes. We have this gentleman that comes along, and I'm going to call him Paul, and he has an addiction to gambling, and he is so smart. I know his two sisters, and he studied to be a doctor, but just lost his way. But he knows every Friday he can come here. He comes all the way catches a bus from about three suburbs away, and he comes here each week to get a beautiful, fresh, healthy food. When Sue does a quiz, this guy, I tell you, he knows about every single answer. I have to tell him, don't shout out loud, please. Paul, don't do that. Anyway, so he's here every week. Every week. And we don't know what God does when people are sitting down. We don't know. They're all on a journey. They're all on a journey. They're all different. You know, that guy Sam, I remember him putting his hand up to receive Christ at our Friday lunch. I was like, you know, that was really good. But after, he was over by the information desk, and I said to him, Sam, you put your hand up. Were you serious? Were you for real? He was like, puffs out his chest like he's ready to fight me. What do you mean? Yeah, of course I was. I mean that, Charlie, you know. We're all on a journey. He's on a journey. And we don't know what goes on, you know. And so we continue to do what we do. And a lot of the things we do, we can't do without some of the organisations that help us. Like there's Coles that help us. There's Woolworths that help us. There's the Lawley Bakery that helps us. There's the Wild Bakery that helps us. And so we're really grateful and thankful for them. We pick up each day. We have guys like Ed. Ed's here today. He's on the camera. He's one with the black hat, the cool dude at the back. And he goes out every day with Brett, and he collects bread, fruit and veg from all these stores, brings them back to Port Care. They go into the fruit and veggie room, and people like Lamy and Peter and others put it together in boxes, and we have people that will come in, and you know, they'll show their healthcare card, and we'll give them a box, whether it's for four people, eight, whatever it is. And so up until the end, about the 16th of December, we collected about 58,000 kilograms of fruit, veg and bread. You know, and so it's just great. So we're thankful to those organisations. We're thankful to all of our volunteers and staff. We had Catherine Loftus from the early days who started who was on staff for a number of days a week, and then we had Katie, who was one of our members here, who got married to Wesley Moore, and they went up north, and she's now had a baby. It's all excited. We're thankful to her for her processes and systems she's put in place. Now we have Avina, she's away on leave at the moment. That's why she's not here today. But These are just amazing people, and you can't do it without team. You just can't do this on your own. And so we're just thankful. Are we showing photos, are we? Okay. That we can keep looping them if you like. That's fantastic. Now, just with people helping, there's one guy that helps. He's a really tough guy. And his wife said to us, it's the best thing since he ever got out of the house, coming and helping and serving. Number one, Iggy's out of my hair. But number two, it's given him a cause and it's given him a purpose. He really loves what he does. And so, and the people that we serve with the fruit and veggies and that come in for bread and shop and people that that do centre pay and people that we help with groceries and food parcels, the number of times I hear, we are so glad that you are here. We're so glad you're here, because they wouldn't know what to do if we weren't there, you know. And we have people that come from Tambalup, from Narrogin, not lots, you know, just different, like one family, a couple of families from Narrogin. The boys even did a delivery once all the way down near Collie, helping people with furniture. They purchased it off us. And so we do help people in the wider community. People matter. People matter to God. People matter to us. And there was one young man just this week who came with his mother from Narrogin. And I've never met her son. I've met nearly everyone else in her family. And he's not doing too well. And so I said to her, is it okay? Can I pray for you? And I also asked the mother. He's a bit older, but I just wanted to make sure everything's cool. Yes, of course, you know. He's 35, about 35. Just got a beautiful heart, really lovely guy. And he has these seizures. So right there in the store, in amongst the groceries, just put my hand on him and just prayed for him. Prayed that the Lord would touch him and minister to him and make him whole, you know. And I really believe God touched him. God ministered to him, you know. And the mother said to me, how'd you go? Look, I don't know how everything's going to roll out, but I'm believing that he's going to get better and he's going to do well. And I said to him, please, when you come up here from Narrogin, I want you, and he comes with you, I want you to come in here and I want you to see me. I want to pray for him each time he comes. I want to hear how he's going. I want to hear what's going on. And that's something that we all could do. In your marketplace. You're all in the marketplace. Port Care is in the marketplace. It's out there. In the marketplace. It does business with people. It does social work with people. It does lots. It does we see it as the hands of Jesus, the feet of Jesus, do practical works in our community. Can we have Acts chapter 10, please? Acts chapter 10, verse 38. There we go, beautiful. And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. This is the mission that God has given to all of us. We can all do this. You can do this with your children, with your family, at the office. This is our calling. This is what God wants us to do. Can we stand up? Can we have some keys playing? Thank you. So let's just close our eyes. And let's think about and just begin to pray and think about the people that are around you, the people that you work with, the people in your community, in your marketplace. Let's ask the Lord, ask God, God, who can I touch? Who do you want me to reach out to? Lord, what can I do to be your hands and your feet? Who can I invite over for a cup of tea or a cup of coffee? I can see that there's a family that you know, someone here knows, and they have children, and they feel quite stressed out, they're quite burdened, and you know them. And God's saying to you, in kindness and goodness. So that's what we bring to our community, kindness and goodness. That's what you bring to your workplace, kindness and goodness. One morning, partly naked by the river. Sir, are you okay? What are you doing? Shivering, shaking. Called the ambulance. He said to me, nobody cares. The paramedics came. Bless him. People think nobody cares. But we do. We are the church. We are the church. People say, why isn't the church doing this? Why isn't the church doing that? Well, you are the church. Why don't you do it? So Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, we ask, Lord, who can we reach, who can we touch? Lord, put that face on my mind right now. Put that name on my heart right now. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. We are your hands and we are your feet.